Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome aboard. It's Saturday. Glad you're with us. We are live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Radio Night Live, the name of the broadcast.
And we have got a big show for you tonight. We have got some fun things going down, too. Tonight in the new music spotlight, for example, we will have the Little Yellow Guys, the Minions, with not one but two selections tonight in the music spotlight. And we've also got some very important discussions on tap. I look forward to welcoming... if we can go to the big board, I look forward to welcoming from the left to right on the screen there, Dr. Ph.D. Kevin Roberts, the newly installed president at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Kelsey Bowler will be with us in the ladies' lounge, as will Bethany Mandel. Jane Ann Benira, our favorite fitness instructor, is back with us tonight. And David Sokol will also be with us in hour one, talking about the important things in this life, like energy and how we pay for stuff and how we power things and everything else. It's gotten to be a very, very important discussion that we can no longer avoid in any way. But we've also got some news to get to tonight, friends. And I shouldn't be, in fact, I'm not really, but I'm going to feign being shocked tonight. As it was announced today by the University of Pennsylvania that they have nominated Leah Thomas for Woman of the Year in the category of female athletics. Now, this is something that the NCAA Woman of the Year Award is given each year. But this year, they have nominated this anatomical male who has, and he is male by his sex. I don't know what his gender is. I don't understand 57 different spots on the spectrum of how people can figure out what they are. If your brain tells you something other than what your pee-pee is, your brain is wrong. That's just the end of it. But here, this guy, who, by the way, went out for the men's swim team a few years ago and just did terrible. He just couldn't make the team. Etc. Suddenly felt like he needed to identify as female, and so this last year the big story was he set all kinds of records at the college level for women, and ran away with the accolades. Of course, he's a dude swimming in the women's division. I mean, it's interesting when people get stuck on this too, because they're like, well, Kev, how do you know? Well, there was a time in my past, and I know I don't look as old as I probably should. Maybe I look older, I don't know. But in my young adult years, when I was done with my playing activity of sports, I did do some coaching for a short while. And when I was in college, they had a program where if you were a former athlete, you could serve as an assistant in one of the programs. And for 3 years, I coached in the women's division, and we did conditioning and defense. Those were the two things in the basketball arena of life. And then for 3 years after that, I was in the men's division and had kind of the same role, assistant coach, and that was the stuff that we did. I will tell you that I never once had the male coach say to me, hey, why don't you go get some girl scrubs from the gym to come and practice against our guys. See if they could come and compete with our guys. No such thing existed. But when I was in the women's division, regularly the head coach would say, hey, go find the best intramural players that are not playing for the men's team, and have them come down and see if they'll scrimmage against the girls. And I would say, well, why do you want to do that? And she'd say, well, they're stronger and faster, and that'll help our girls learn how to be stronger and faster and use their brains and outthink their opponents, because when they play actual girls in the actual games, then they will be used to a faster game than what the girls they're playing against are going to have, and they're going to be able to compete very well at that level. Made a lot of sense to me. usually I was on the scrimmage team that would go against the girls as well. And the girls would get upset with us sometimes. You know, sometimes there would be a little bit more of a shove or a push under the basket than that what they were accustomed to in the women's division. And they'd say, hey, that dude's throwing elbows. Like, there would be, in other words, there was a significant difference in how those boys scrimmaged against those girls than how the girls would have scrimmaged against other girls. And to that point, right to the Leah Thomas story, this is a man, taller than average guy, full male anatomy still intact, and he broke all kinds of records because he's bigger and stronger than all of the girls he was competing against. That's why it's laughable. And tonight, the University of Pennsylvania is facing all kinds of backlash because people realize this is a complete joke. To nominate this guy as the female athlete of the year is beyond ridiculous. And yet they're perpetrating this same politically correct, we have to bend over backwards to appease the trans agenda across the board. Friends, two things became very pronounced this week in Washington, D.C. Josh Hawley had a hearing in which they were interviewing people that were objecting to the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade. And a Professor Briggs from Berkeley University in California came and actually could not identify what type of person gets pregnant. And Senator Hawley asked her, said, well, wait a minute, how would you classify people who can get pregnant? And she said something about people who are pregnant capable or have a capacity for pregnancy. And he goes, isn't that women? And then she rattles off all these supposed gender things, you know, women, cis women, trans men, blah, 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 all the way down the line. Friends, it's not that hard. If you have a penis, you can't have a baby. And if you don't have a uterus, you can't have a baby. Okay? End of discussion. There is no more to it than that. You have distinct parts that allow things to happen. And if you don't have those parts, then those things can't happen. And that distinction is what makes the difference between the man and the woman. Male and female. Don't get caught in this gender business. Whatever. People can imagine themselves to be a flying donkey as far as I care. I couldn't care less about that. What you think about who you are in your head, and by the way, that same professor said, well, the fact that you're even asking that question shows that you're transphobic. No, it doesn't. He's asking a science question. And it is not transphobic to say that there are two sexes and only two sexes. You are either someone who has a uterus or you are not. And that's it. That's it. That's how you're born. That's how you'll die. Your DNA will register as male or female no matter what hormones you take, no matter what surgeries you have, and no matter how you change your body parts throughout the course of your life, your DNA code will never change. So, having said that, the breaking news tonight, Leah Thomas nominated for Woman of the Year with the NC2A in the swimming thing. Okay, moving on. I saw this story. Ivan, go ahead and throw that up on the big board. The president this week filed a lawsuit, at least his administration did, against the state of Arizona. But why, Kev, would he be suing the state of Arizona? Well, they have just passed a proof of citizenship, proof of American citizenship fiat in order to be able to vote in Arizona elections, which would include federal elections when they come around. And the president's team, the Department of Justice, is now suing Arizona to have that law overturned. Now, I'm curious as to what legal precedent they're going to claim that this can protect or they can even stand on with it, because it's also in the Constitution that you have to be an American citizen to have that voice. In fact, here in New York, just a few months ago, they tried to pass a non-citizen voting right for people to participate in city and state elections. And the courts found that to be unconstitutional on both the federal level and on the state level as well. But friends, forget the fact that this is what they've done. Ask yourself the bigger question. Why would the federal government be suing a state that is trying to prevent people who are not citizens of this country from being allowed to vote. Why would the federal government, whose primary obligation is to provide for the security and the safety and the integrity of our system, why would they be trying to create vulnerabilities within our system? It seems odd, does it not, that a president serving the United States would want non-Americans to be allowed to vote in exclusively American elections? What say do they have? They're not citizens. Most of them don't pay taxes. Why would we have any reason for saying you should get a vote as someone who is not pulling their fair share by identifying themselves as a citizen and doing all the things it takes to become a citizen, which is a laborious process? I've talked to several people that have done it. Just ask yourself that question this week. Why? Why would a president, why would the government be suing a state because they wanted exclusively American citizens to participate in their elections? It's worth asking. Got a big show straight ahead. We are live from New York. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. When we come back, the newly installed president of the Heritage Foundation joins me, Kevin Roberts, Ph.D., when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, you know, on this very show, we like to not only champion clear thinking, but we also like to partner with organizations that are thinking clearly as well. And we have had a ton of friends at the organization where my next guest comes from, but we've never had him on, even though he is now the president of said organization. The Heritage Foundation's brand new president, Dr. Kevin Roberts, joins us. And Kevin, I am so grateful to have you with us today. It is an honor to speak with you, and for what Heritage has accomplished in all the years that I've been working with them, we are deeply grateful for the organization as a whole. And welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for having me. All of us at Heritage think the world of what you do on the radio, what you do for civil society beyond that, and most of all, for being cheerful in spite of, you know, some troubling realities that we're facing in D.C. and around the country. So all of that to say, it's a real pleasure to join you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about the times that we live in, and you're taking this role in the midst of this time. It is certainly not a center-right friendly environment in Washington, D.C., where you are at the moment, though that may change somewhat in November. But there are massive issues that are on our doorstep, not small, incremental, little ones that, you know, we're just disagreeing over small philosophies about. There is an all-out attempt to take over the society by ideas and forces that I would say are distinctly anti-American, and the Heritage Foundation has always been about protecting America's heritage. What do you see your role in this moment as?
Great question. In every respect, that's the question for us, and I think for any American, I think anywhere on the political spectrum, but especially in the center or on the right where we are. So our objective, I would say, is twofold. The first is speaking about our work here in D.C. I've become enamored, Kevin, of saying we're the people's representatives behind enemy lines, right?
Huh.
The political culture here in D.C. really is toxic. You and your audience know that, but I can tell you from having been up here for 7 months, even though I've been to D.C. many, many times in my career, that now operating, at least professionally in D.C., that it's inertia at best, and of course it's ill intention at worst. And so therefore, to your point, Heritage's role is over the next months, until we presumably have a congressional majority of conservatives, to play defense, to prevent even worse things from happening. And even after there is this presumptive conservative majority in Congress, we'll have to do some of that right, because we're not going to control the executive branch. But the real work that I think is going to inform what happens in D.C. is the second arena where Heritage is operating. And under my leadership, we're spending even more of our time and resources on that. And it's every place outside Washington, D.C. There is both. And so even though I've got these fancy initials after my name, and I am a historian, and I have been a professor, I wake up each day as just a regular guy, like you and your audience. And I think that gives me an ability to see reality, and reality is really bad. Reality for me is not abstract. Reality for me growing up in the 1980s was that when the oil bust happened, as a result of some really bad government policy in the 70s, that my family had to relocate. We didn't have any money. We lived at best paycheck to paycheck. And so when I talk about politics, Kevin, when I talk about taking back from the government what's properly the people's, which is their freedom and their self-governance, that's something that I have lived. And therefore, I lament the reality that whether someone is wealthy or someone is not wealthy, the centralization of power in this country cuts straight at the heart of what it means to be an American, and that is to wake up in charge of your own life and to be happy that you're an American. I believe that I can say that because I've lived the American dream as a working class guy. Hmm. And I know, as I speak to people from all walks of life around this country who are optimistic about America's future, in spite of the reality, they know that the secret sauce, the way we're going to reclaim this country for us, is to get the government out of the way. And because I've lived that, it's just such a privilege to do what I do every day.
Well, and I think, to be very blunt, I think the other side realizes that too. And that's why you see nearly every policy they put forward draining power from the people and reabsorbing it into a centralized form of government. I mean, even the Supreme Court cases that just got decided in this term show you where the Constitution and the Declaration really come down on the side of self-initiative and determination. And what was the left's immediate response to more than half of those big decisions handed down? We're going to put federal policy in place so that it prevents this ruling from being able to happen. They're not even hiding it anymore, Kevin. They so want to go for the jugular in terms of taking the decision-making ability, and they call it all kinds of other names. I call it America's conscience. They say that crisis pregnancy centers are places filled with hate that torture women. I see women that find needs met there. They say that parents who care about their kids' school curriculum and don't want CRT and gender identity studies being done for five-year-olds, they say that those people are bigots. I see parents as those that are seeking to have the best educational options for their kids. And you can go down every single item down the list, and it's a repeated story nonstop. And now with things like Roe v. Wade turning power back over to the states, your job of doing that outside of the Beltway has gotten even harder.
Well, it really has. And 2 points about your excellent synopsis. I mean, it's 100% spot on. The first point is that the left does what the right isn't willing to do, and that is when they're in power to accelerate their stranglehold on power. And it isn't just about Democrat majorities. It isn't just about kind of a mainstream leftist agenda like the one that existed when you and I were growing up. It is, as you mentioned in your first question of me, a radical reordering, not just of what it means to be an American, but let's face it, what it means to be a human person, which leads me to the second point. When we are successful, and our side is going to be successful, we're going to control the House of Representatives next year, unless you're about the Senate, but when we get to 2025, I'm convinced that we will have a conservative majority in Congress, we'll have a conservative president. It is going to be because Heritage and other Americans have been very active outside D.C., knowing that at best we can sort of create inertia in D.C. What we need to do, though, when we are in power, is have that same zeal that the left has in trying to reorder America, in remaking America into its proper image, which of course rests upon our self-governance. If we fail to do that, Kevin, then we will have missed what I think is the last opportunity to take this country back.
Well, they saw a president that was able to do what you just described, and they nearly killed him for it. It'll be interesting to see when we are, if we have control once again in terms of the center right, what will happen. But I know that Heritage is going to be leading the way. And Kevin, it's great to make your acquaintance and to have you on the show today. Please come back, and please know that here in New York and in every blue state, I'm still very optimistic that people of common sense and goodwill and good nature and truly American values exist. And it's just a matter of articulating them, recruiting them, and getting them back in the game that's going to make the difference. And I'm glad to be here to help you guys in any way I can on that respect as well.
Well, thanks for having me. I look forward to being on any time. And on your last point, very briefly, Kevin, I will just say none of us at the Heritage Foundation have given up on blue states, including New York, because we believe that giving up on them is giving up on the American dream. So we want to be your ally in taking back those states, too.
That's going to happen. Kevin Roberts, PhD, thank you for being with us, the new head of the Heritage Foundation. Just getting started down there. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. the House Select Committee looking into the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to the Secret Service Friday, that following a government watchdog accusing the agency of erasing text messages from January 5th and 6th of last year after the watchdog's office requested them. The text messages could provide insight into what the agency did that day, as well as the actions of now former President Trump. The agency said the messages were replaced as part of a long-planned device replacement program. Crews south of France continued to fight wildfires that have consumed more than 22,000 acres. More than 1,200 firefighters have been deployed. The wildfires are among dozens across Europe that are driven by a heat wave. The National Weather Forecaster in France is predicting temps of at least 104 degrees Fahrenheit to the country's Atlantic coast. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. We don't often have a chance to set aside the headlines long enough to talk about some of the more important issues. And I'm kind of thankful for my next guest because we're going to get some time to do that today and take a look at some of the real, I don't know, guiding principles that have made America what she is and why I still believe in all respects that she is the greatest geographical and theoretical hope for the world today. We're talking about what makes America
America. And this is the subject of the new book by David Sokol. Now, you may know him as being related to financial stuff, Teton Capital, and different things that he's done as chairman and CEO of different companies. But this is really something that was heavy on his heart and felt like it was important to put into print. And David Sokol now joins us. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I look forward to the discussion.
So give us just a snapshot of who you are and why that brought you to this subject of wanting to write America in Perspective.
Well, I've had two passions. I've had the benefit of a 45-year business career, culminating with 11 years at Berkshire Hathaway after selling our energy business to them. And I've also had a passion for American history and the exceptionalism that is America and why is America exceptional. And so over the last several years, watching this woke and socialistic type of view take more and more center stage in the discussions, between myself and Adam Brandon, my co-author, we just decided it was time to just try to put America into perspective so that people, you know, socialism hasn't worked and never will work for a very good reason. So why has America worked so well? And before we change things, maybe we should really make sure we understand why it has worked so well. And so that was really the impetus to write the book, and we're hoping it'll make a little bit of difference in people's thought process.
Well, I think it's interesting that we are speaking with you because as a CEO of or former CEO of an energy company, there is no real, to me, practical issue in terms of America's current state and the future of where it goes than what we are dealing with by way of energy right now. And I know that that's kind of a basis for an economic view of what America is. Can you expound on that for me for just a bit, like how you size up the energy situation we're in and maybe how that doesn't jive with what America would have classically stood for and been about?
Yeah, well, our current energy situation up to perhaps the last couple of years has been fantastic. And, you know, it's really important to recognize that energy is the lifeblood of any economy.
Right.
If you don't have adequate forms of reasonably priced energy, industry can't do what it needs to do in an efficient way. So we've had a phenomenal system over the years. We've continuously improved our environmental side of all that, starting with the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, et cetera. And we've absorbed, you know, appropriately the cost to provide energy in a very efficient and very capable way. And more recently, in the last 20 years, adding significant amounts of renewable power. Unfortunately, we today seem to be governing by sound bites, and we're putting our country and, frankly, the world in a very precarious place because we have a number of leaders, President Biden being one of them, who believes that you can basically cut off the lifeblood of energy that you have today and hope that you're going to transition to some new form of energy in the future, all with the intention of reducing CO2 emissions. If you assume for a moment that you agree with the premise that we need to reduce CO2, it seems to me as an energy executive over the years, we couldn't be going about it in a more backwards fashion. And it's the reason we're seeing energy prices at virtually all-time highs throughout industry, whether it's electricity, natural gas, or gasoline and diesel fuel put into cars and trucks. It doesn't have to be this way, but you have to have a plan, a real plan. And for instance, if you want to reduce CO2 globally, you've got to have China, India, and the major economies of the world involved in this plan. And everybody's got to be signed on to it. The president and his environmental czar, John Kerry, said recently, if America takes its CO2 to zero and China and India and others don't follow, we've wasted our time. Well, it's more than wasting your time. We will have bankrupted America and gotten nothing for it. And it just is, it makes no sense the way we've gone about this process, but it's consistent with the soundbite management style that the progressives like to fall behind, they'll fall back on.
Yeah, and that's actually a piece of what you're talking about in terms of America being out of perspective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
We're speaking with David Sokol, who is one of the co-authors of the new book, America in Perspective. And I want to get to the book and what are some of the major themes of it. If you miss any of this discussion, come right back. The podcast is always available at Kevin McCullough Radio on any podcast aggregator. SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Audible, you name it, it's there. David Sokol is my guest, a former energy executive and longtime fixture in the finance world, and able to shed a lot of light on what I consider to be one of, if not the most, domestic crisis issues that we're dealing with right now, and that is the energy crisis. It seems to be driving everything else crazy. You know, $5 a gallon gas makes your milk a lot more expensive when you buy it from the grocery store, and we've talked about that here so people understand that. But David, you and your co-author set out to write this book, America in Perspective. And I wanted to give you a chance to really kind of give us some highlights of the rationale behind why you put it together, but also what people are going to find when they open the pages.
Well, thank you, Kevin. You know, several issues. One of the drivers for me was that, you know, for years now, many public schools and schools throughout the United States don't teach American history and don't teach civics. And so, you know, when you talk to young people these days, you find that there's substantial misunderstanding about, you know, our three branches of government, the checks and balances between them, the fact that our entire foundational structure as a country is based on being governed by the people and through consensus. So it was really a book to try and bring all that together, to point out that's why America is so extraordinary and exceptional. You know, such things as the fact that we are a meritocracy. Anybody, you know, I was a kid from a lower income family in rural Nebraska, and was able to end up being a CEO of a business. I want that for my grandkids and for every young person growing up in this country, to be able to whatever they vision their dream to be. The American dream is alive and well. You know, we're a meritocracy. We've had a self-healing society. You know, one of the great things that our founding fathers did is that since we're a government of the people, we self-heal. And if you look at the history of this country, you know, we fought a war with ourselves to do away with slavery. We later passed, you know, one of the best civil rights pieces of legislation the world has ever seen, not because anybody forced us to, but we the people, through a self-healing process, trying to constantly get better. And that's what this, you know, government that our founding fathers created through our Constitution, you know, that our legislative branch, administrative and judicial branch, had to be responsive to the people. And I think people have lost sight of that. You know, this notion that maybe we'd be better with socialism or authoritarianism, which is where it seems the Biden administration would like to go, they won't work. And the reason that America's been so successful is this consensus-forming government that we have. And realistically, we've just seen it in action in a very positive way through three major Supreme Court determinations,
yeah,
where the court came back and said, no, abortion rights have to be dealt with at the state level. You have the right to bear and own arms. And then thirdly, they turned the EPA's case back and said, administrative agencies can't just make up new law.
Yeah.
Congress establishes the laws. Those are the things that push us back to where we the people govern. And unfortunately, we currently have an administration that really wants to move toward authoritarianism, where a bunch of elites tell us how to run things and how to live our lives. That's not what our country's about. So
well, I think at the core of that,
back to the basics.
I think at the core of that, the founders had respect for the people and thought that that respect should be demonstrated. I think the governing party that controls both legislative bodies and the executive branch where the founders were at.
You're absolutely right. And you know, the greatest proof of that is that this administration, and frankly the Obama administration before it, they dance to a progressive wing of their party. The founding fathers wanted freedom-based meritocracy to govern. And what's important to recognize about that, they have enumerated powers in our Constitution, and it takes 75% of the states to ratify an amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted consensus. They didn't want plurality. They didn't want just a vote of the House. 75% of the states of this country have to approve a constitutional amendment. This administration, rather than deal with the Supreme Court the way it was intended under the Constitution, wants to make it a super legislative body by yep. stacking the court and things of that nature. Everything our founding fathers did pushed us to respect individuals and consensus of the country. 75% to do an amendment, 2/3 to impeach the President of the United States, 60 votes in the filibuster. And this administration wants to get away from that, and it's wrong, because consensus is what keeps us on a solid foundation going forward. And it's worked for the last 246 years.
Well, it helps us at least define what America is, since we're not a geographical or ethnic monolith. It is important that we understand that America was a set of ideas that we all hold to, and that, as far as I'm concerned, are still the best governing ideas on planet Earth. David Sokol, get the book America in Perspective anywhere that books are sold, but of course you can get it online at AmericaInPerspectiveBook.com. That's an easy way to get it. And we appreciate you being with us, David. And come on back and let's talk energy some more sometime.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it. And friends, stay right where you are, because coming up next, it of course is the New Music Spotlight tonight, featuring music, new music from Tame Impala and Diana Ross. I don't think she's had a hit in quite some time. And those little yellow guys called the Minions. It's all straight ahead here on Radio Night Live. Now, let me also just remind you, we are still about 99 slaves away from freeing all of them on the 192 list for the year. Thank you to those of you who gave last week on our match night, but tonight, if you call in the next 10 minutes, your gift will be matched as well. So please do all that you can. Be as generous as you can, and free twice as many people that don't even have their own liberty or freedom right now in northern Sudan. It's very simple. Just call the number 888-342-1010 or go to bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, so that you can help liberate a human slave tonight, knowing that your dollars will be matched dollar for dollar by another very generous listener. That's bringherhome.org. Home.org or 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, as Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough rolls on.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the new movie Rise of Gru, please welcome to the New Music Spotlight, Tame Impala, Diana Ross, and the Minions.
Rise of Gru, the Minions, telling you all about their chief villain's backstory. Number one film in the...
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Today, risk